Blog Talk Radio.
How would you feel if you were able to create anything you wished for in life without limits, like magic? You see, I believe manifestation magic is within all of us. All you need is the power of connection and to lift your joy vibration. I'm Angel Thacker, spiritual medium, soul entrepreneur mentor, and soul path coach, and I want to help you create a truly abundantly joyous life. Tune into my show and we'll explore, laugh, learn how to truly manifest and be whatever it is that you choose to be. So don't forget to follow my show, and callers are always welcome. So come with me and I'll show you how you can create everyday magic by living a life of everyday joy.
Well, good evening and happy Monday. We are in the middle of August, and as I look up in the sky, because my office here, my home, is sitting next to the window, and I look up the sky, and it looks so beautiful outside. I'm here in the Northern California area. It's warm and sunny. It's a little too warm and sunny. And yet we're still kind of locked into this process of fear and the unknown because the pandemic and all the other just craziness that comes with it is still flying around. You know, tonight is the Democratic Convention, so there's lots of political rhetoric flying around, and people are caught up in just confusion and chaos. And what I'm finding as I talk to people that is causing us to have more doubt. You know, I talk to clients every day. I have people contact me and they're asking me the same questions that they asked me a couple weeks ago because they're doubting and they're afraid and they don't know what to do. And for those of you who follow the show, you notice that I've changed my programming to Life Observations and Revelations because I feel like we need to look at life different. We need to look at life more. We need to be more aware of what's going on. Sorry, my microphone fell down there. What's going on and what we need to do to make things better for ourselves. So it looks like I have a caller. Before I go on, I'm going to take this caller. Hold on 1 second. Got to turn my speaker. All right, let me grab my caller here and see what we've got and what our subjects are today. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. This is Angel. Hello? Hello? You're on the air?
Hello?
This is Angel. Hello? How can I help you? I'm here. How can I help you?
Whatever you can pick up that's coming in positive or some healing or messages on the other side for a relationship.
So you have, you're asking about a relationship, you're saying?
Right.
Okay. What's the first name of the person you're asking about? What's your name, by the way?
I'm Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. What's the name of the person that you're asking about?
Ralph.
Ralph. That's okay. So I'm not feeling that there's integrity. Lines of integrity are there. It feels kind of shadowy and kind of unknown. And the reality is it could be where we are right now. It could be just based on it's just a weird time right now. So you're asking to take a deep breath and give some space right now because there's something happening in the background, particularly, and the name you gave me, the name was Ralph, and it just feels like there's some confusion going on. The biggest thing that I'm seeing for you is you know, there's a lot of things that you're being asked to work on to get yourself ready for the explosion of your life and the things that are coming to you when all this clears up. And I know that it can be hard, but you know, you're being asked to pull your energy back and not be concerned about Ralph right now, because there just doesn't seem like he's in the space that you need him to be in. I don't know if that makes sense to you or if that resonates to you and what you're looking for. Or...
Yeah, I know. Give him plenty of space, and I know there's stuff in the background that I know about it that I'm kind of involved in also. So
try to let it go. Try to work on creating balance for yourself. I know it's really hard, especially now, because it's almost like you're forced to think about it because there's like nothing else to do. But work on yourself, you know, in terms of just at the start of the day, you know, create a space where you do your connection and your balancing with your chakras, you know, do some internal work and don't let the shadow energy pull you in and stuff that's going on in the background. Because when this is all done, it's all going to go away. And then we got to look at each other and say, oh, I remember all that stuff that was happening. Because as I'm trying to tell everybody, and I know it's hard to swallow, it's really hard right now. People are not expressing the best of themselves. They're not showing their best face. The mental health of everybody is on the edge because it's hard. And some of us have been stuck inside for almost 6 months now. And so pull back and don't get involved in anything. No, don't put your hand in it. Don't put your head in it. Don't get involved in anything. Focus on you. And when this is all over, then you can refocus and it will be better for you at that time.
Okay? Cool.
All righty, sweetie. Appreciate you have a good one. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. And that, you know, that's one of the things that I've been talking about is just kind of, you know, where we are. I read an article today. It was a really interesting article, and it did speak about, you know, mental health as I was preparing to do the program. And one of the things it brought up was the CDC is concerned about Americans' mental health and the concern that people are starting to consider really kind of unhealthy types of reactions to just life in general. And that's also one of the reasons we're seeing a lot of the emotional, you know, the Karen videos and all that. People are just on the edge. So I want to talk about how we need to refocus our lives and how you need to refocus yourself to get as close to being in the joy resonating space as possible. I know that's hard to do. You're not working. The money's not coming in the way it used to for many people because of the reduced income with unemployment. Life may be very different for you right now because it's difficult. Remember that we all have access to the divine source, and the divine source will support us in everything that we need. So I want to talk about what you need to do in the morning to kind of help. So what you can do, I should say, in the morning that can help you with that. I'm going to give you my steps and how you can create balance and how you can create connection and how you can calm your process, that your day starts in that fluid space, how to connect to the purple ray, the purple flame, you know, the violet flame, so that you can have that joyous connection to help your vision and help your soul calm. Before I do, I'm going to take another caller here. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to this evening? Hello, are you there? Nobody there? Okay, that's cool. No worries. So as I was saying, for those of you who are listening and are able to, I'm going to walk you through just the process of just your everyday connection. And this process of everyday connection is the method that I use in my daily life, in my practice, and the method that I teach all my clients and all my students, and the method that I feel is a very strong method to get you in a space of the divine to help you through the day. Okay, so you don't need anything really, but yourself and your intent and your desire to create a space of joy and abundance and prosperity and love. If you want, you can have some prayer beads. I have my prayer beads here. You can have crystals. I recommend, you know, incense, sage, essential oils, whatever it is that creates that space of connection for you. Sage is always a good thing to have because sage releases the negativity and calms the space and helps support you in what it is that you're doing. So the first thing I want to say with this process is this is my process. It is not the only process in the world that there is. you can connect to the divine spirit in any way that you want. And I call it the divine spirit to be as neutral as possible. You know, I'm a very Christian practitioner, and so when I engage with my practice, I say God and Jesus. But if you're Wiccan or you're Buddhist, it doesn't matter what your process is, because the connection to the divine source, the universal source, is the connection to the universal source, and that source comes to us in many different names. So speak in the language that you speak. Don't worry about trying to take on somebody else's stuff, because it's not necessary. Use your own stuff, because that's the stuff that you believe in, and your strong belief is going to be a support system for you, and that's going to help you be in a space of true intent and integrity. I like to start with breathing. There's a lot of stuff out there right now that speaks to the power of breathing and how important it is for our process. When you wake up in the morning, your body's been in a state of stasis, like a bear in hibernation. You've been asleep. You've been breathing shallowly. You know, you've been in that condition. And what you want to do is you want your body to have access to some really good breath so you can get that oxygen in the system, so that your full system, body, mind, and spirit, is going to come with you in this connective state. I recommend taking like 3 to 5 really big breaths. You don't need to do more than that. You may hyperventilate early in the morning. I don't want anything to happen to you. But you take those really deep breaths. And what I like to do is I like to breathe in nice and loud. Hold it for a couple seconds and then release. You want to be nice and dramatic. You want to move your body around. I like to roll my shoulders, kind of wake up the body, take your neck, go side to side, and do that, like I said, 3 to 5 times, whatever works for you. So we'll go ahead and do that 3 times. That's perfect. So what's happening now is your system is a little awake. Your lungs have sent out fresh, vibrant oxygen through the veins, and the blood is out visiting all the corners of your body to help your system with the process of waking up. Your mind has absorbed some of that oxygen. Your chakras are starting to light up. You're in a position where you are now ready to do whatever it is you need to start activating your day. So now to start the process of activating your day, now we are going to connect. So to connect, what we're going to do is run the energy. Those of you who are Reiki, you guys know what running energy is. I have a little kind of adjusted process that I use, because I like to use the gold ray and I like to use the white ray. The gold ray is that energy that comes from the divine. That white ray is that protective angelic energy that comes in, the archangels, to protect you. So you've got your connection to the divine, you've got the protection from the angels. Now I want you to remember that you have the 7 chakras that most of us are familiar with, your root, your sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown. Most of us are familiar with all of those chakras. The heart chakra, I don't know if I said the heart chakra. There's also an 8th chakra. It sits about 6 inches to 12 inches above your head. It's like a beautiful opalescent white globe that sits right there. When we work together, when I work with my clients, I want you to work with all 8 chakras. This is the solar star, the soul star, the star chakra, a lot of names for it. I call it the 8th chakra because it's just easy. It's easy to remember for most people. And it's through this chakra that you have access to the divine, to the violet flame, which is the flame from the essences of the universe that's there to support you in everything that you need. So what we're going to do is we're going to run the energy. I want you to sit in however you would normally sit when you do your prayers or your meditations, whether you lay down, whether you sit in the lotus position, whether you sit in a chair, it doesn't really matter, but you want to sit. You want your chakras to be nice and aligned, so you want to sit as tall as you can. You roll your shoulders a little bit, and then you want you to see the energy coming from the universe, that gold energy, coming through your eighth chakra and moving through every single one of your chakras, one by one, into the ground, into the earth's core. You're going to see that as you breathe in. As you breathe out from the earth's core, you're going to see the white light come up through your root chakra, all the way up through each chakra to the universal source. So in goes the gold energy and out goes the white energy. Kind of like an accordion. You know, the energy comes in, the energy comes out as you breathe. You can see that light any way you want. I have a lot of people, they like to see the gold light come in like beautiful oozing liquid, just coating every ounce of their being. Go ahead and do that. Whatever makes you feel good. I don't want you to hyperventilate. I don't want you to breathe too long. Your breaths are so long that you can't breathe, or you become, you lose your breath. So we're going to do that just a couple of times just so you can feel what it feels like. So just visualize. It's all about the vision. You close your eyes and visualize. As you breathe in, you're going to run that gold energy down. And as you breathe out, you're going to run that white energy up. We're going to do that twice. That's it. We're going to do right now. Then and breathe out. Really see the colors coating and connecting to all your chakras. Breathe in. And breathe out. What I want you to feel is the connection. After doing that, say, 5 times, I want you to sit in that space. The medium, we call it sitting in spirit. And you sit in this space. And the vision I've been given my students right now is visualize yourself sitting in lotus position in a crystal bowl, floating, just covered up to your neck with that golden divine fluid, and just be in that space. Let in the fluid permeate every piece of your being, every cell, all the way down to your DNA. Just fill your body absorbing this golden energy. And as you sit in this space, be in gratitude, thankful for everything that you have in your life, even life itself. And be in that space for as long as you can. But you don't have to be there for a long time. You can do a minute, 2 minutes. You can do 20 minutes. If you're like most of us, you don't have a lot to do because you're home and you're waiting for the world to open back up. So take your time and enjoy this. You are right now in the hands, as if God had cupped his hands together, and you're in the hands of God. Just feel the energy and let it fill you. Let it clean and wipe through every single chakra. Perfect. Now, call Archangel Michael forward. We're going to ask Archangel Michael to surround you with a beautiful white, opalescent white globe from above your eighth chakra all the way down to below your feet. You are surrounded by this beautiful globe, this shell. It's a shell of protection. While you're sitting in it, you're surrounded by this beautiful golden light. You're shining. You are glowing with this beautiful golden light, encapsulated in this white shell created by the archangels for you. And you are protected by the angels. Nothing can touch you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can engage with you that is not for your greater good. It is not from God. You are protected. You are safe. Sit in this space and feel it for a bit. And while you're sitting in this space, I want you to be in forgiveness. I want you to forgive. I want you to release everything and anything that may be sitting in your heart, sitting in your mind. Let go. Let go of the person who's frustrated you. Let go of the love that is confusing right now. Just forgive. Just release the shackle by letting it go. And you're safe and you're protected in this space. And you can see it if you need to. See these feelings drop out of your system and slip through this golden shell down into the earth to be absorbed by Mother Earth and cleanse and purify, and sit in this space for a while. Just sit and enjoy. Release. Now I would like you to see Archangel Michael weaving a gold mesh around this white shell he's placed around you. That's a filter. That's a protective divine filter that's reinforcing your white shell to make sure that nothing can reach you that is not of God. No one's energy, no one's bad wishes, no one's confusion, nothing can touch you that is not of God. And through each golden square in the mesh, you see a little rose petal popping out. That is a rose petal of the Divine Mother. The love and the nurturing of the Divine Mother is infused in this shell that is your protection. As you sit in this shell of protection, surrounded by this golden mesh and the beautiful rose petals of the Divine Mother, glowing from the gold energy of the Divine, I want you to think about what it is you need today. What can God provide for you today? What is your wish? And ask for it. Whatever that may be. Beautiful. And we are in gratitude. But we have a wish, we know that will be given to us because God has promised that we need to do is ask and we shall receive. So you know that your wish will come true. And so we release, take a deep breath and release. One more time, take a deep breath and release. And as you open your eyes, you know that you are protected this day in a state of absolute divinity. You should be joyous. I like to end my session in the morning with the Lord's Prayer, you know, whatever works for you. And just deep breath release in beautiful consciousness. Now that's what I give my clients and my students and my friends and my loved ones as a way to start your day. You can do that at any point in the day. And they say in coaching, the way to get a body in a process of discipline is to give 21 days of repetition in a process. So I'll challenge you to try that for 21 days. Get yourself in a space where you're giving yourself the time. I'm not a big believer that everybody has to meditate for 6 hours every day. There are some people that do that. Hey, good for them. That's awesome. For you, you might want to meditate for 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day. That's fine. As long as you give yourself the day, the time rather. But Angel, I can't meditate. I don't want you to worry about whether you can meditate. Just sit in contemplation, the mindful contemplation. Sit quietly and breathe. and just make believe you can see the images, because if you're make believing you can see the images, your system is seeing the images. All right. When you're walking through your life in the space of calm, in the space of knowing you're protected, in the space that knowing the divine is with you and that your angels are with you and that you're not alone, going through the processes that we're going through will be much easier for you. It's not going to be perfect, because this is all very hard, and I know that it's hard, but it will be easier for you. Okay, so shake that off. Relax. I'm going to see if we can't get the caller on here. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello, are you there? Okay, they don't want to talk today. That's okay. That's all right. We're ending the show early today because we have a lot of people that want to watch the convention. So let me see if I have another caller here. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. My name is Sherelle.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, my name is Sherelle. Hi.
Oh, hi, Sherelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. What can I do for you this evening? We're just talking about staying the course and not letting the chaos around us cause us to doubt and fear. Which is hard. So what can I do for you today?
Well, I would just like messages from the other side or whatever that comes up.
Okay, and so would you have a specific thing that you want to know about? Specific question?
No, I mean just whatever you get.
Okay, well, I'm being on the radio. It's easier for me to have like an area to focus on. That's why I asked if you had something that you...
Okay. Yes.
Love, work or career? You know, I have a
job
career that you want to focus on.
Career,
job?
Work. Yes.
Okay. Let's have a look there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So what I'm getting the first image they give me is the image of you packing your bags and getting on a boat and sailing away, and that feels like it's time for you to do something different, and it feels creative. Do you play music? Are you into music in some way?
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm really into music.
All right. So it feels like there's something that you need to do with that. It feels like it's time for you to start getting into that, because it feels like now is the time. Now is the time for you to put your energy into the music. And what's real interesting, what I'm seeing is, the image you're showing me is an image of you, like not just about the music. I see you like on Instagram talking about the music. I see you writing stuff. I see you, you know, being kind of a lot more like a, what do they call that, a social influencer. It's like you got to start doing. You've got to start doing. A lot of people are going to be like, be on social media, doing your thing. Let people see, let people hear, let, you know, get out there. There's nothing that can stop you now. Right?
Right.
This is the most unique time in the history of the world. And there are a lot of people that are going to be plucked out of this time and turned into something that they never dreamed of, that was possible. I see you. Do you like to do makeup?
No, but I kind of play with my eyes a little bit. I'm
horrible at doing makeup. I'm just absolutely horrible at it. It's like my
why you say that?
Because I see you do. See you talking about your face and talking about your look and then putting things together. And I just see you doing all kinds of different things. So
I'm not even really into makeup.
You're going to have to be into, girl, if you're going to be into the music, right?
Yes, not the music, yes. But the makeup, I don't really see it.
That's just what came up. So
it
resonates with you. But I see you, just feels like I see you talking. I want you to spend some time looking at what people are doing and start opening up. Just start with just talking about your music. Start with just talking, and because you are going to be doing more than you think you're going to be doing once things start taking off. Once you
I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off because I'm trying to confirm your validation. I just been looking for stuff like, how can I get started? What can I do? And maybe that's what I just been trying to do. Is like, how can I focus on anyone?
By just doing it, you have to not worry so much about what it looks like and what it sounds like. And it could be as simple as you talking about stuff that you like at first. You know what I mean? To get yourself used to being in the public and the public press presence in a different way. So it's like, here's this band that I love, and this is why I love it, and I grew up with this band, and, you know, blah, 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 and you know, I love this song, and maybe you play a little bit of it, and maybe you sing a little bit of it, you know, whatever. And then you to get people used to you, you need to start developing a community. You need to start developing your tribe that's around, that's following you, because that's what it's all about. That's what the millennials and the Z's have done, is created this process. When I was a kid, because when I came up, and you wanted to be a musician, you had to go to the studio and get studio time and all that kind of stuff and hang out at Rasmussen and Records and handing out your CD. Now you've got the internet, you got social media. And so you got to start using it. But definitely it came up really loud for me. The music came up loud for me, and the process, it's almost like your process, letting people come with you. In the process, you're like, my God, I hate putting makeup on. I'm gonna try this new makeup. I don't know if it's gonna work. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
is there a child in your life?
A child? No.
Okay. There's a child around you that is wanting to come. That's also playing music. I see the child with it's like a little guitar. That's that's hanging around you. So. Yeah, that one. So it doesn't feel like I'm asking, are you a guide, or are you? This is somebody that wants to come. That's somebody that wants to come into this world. So be careful what you do if you're not ready to have a child, because you've got one around you that wants to come right now. But this is a musical child. So tap into this child. Somebody's been with you before. That's an inspiration. That's an inspiration to you. But that's what I get, my friend. That sounds exciting. I'm excited. Are you excited? You like that?
Yes, the music is very strong. Yes, that's validation and confirmation to you as well on your work and what you do. So I thank you so much. You have
You're
a good
welcome.
Night.
You have a beautiful night. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, perfect. That is really cool. I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello, my name is Diane.
Oh, my goodness, that was loud. Hi, Diane. How are you tonight?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Am I too loud?
Nope, you're fine now. So I turned it up so I couldn't think you were there, and then you came on and was like, So I'm good now, so I'm good. I turned my mic down to it. That was me. That was not you. So what can I do for you this evening? What question do you have?
I'm hoping that I recover for a surgery that I'm going to have that's totally going to give me back my life. And I want to see what direction my career is going to take. I'm very interested in working after I have my surgery.
So you're having surgery to resolve some medical issues? You want to know if that's
my hip.
Up?
My hip replacement, yes. And I've already canceled once because of COVID. And I just have to go and do it because I've been waiting so long. And I'm afraid that I'll.
Okay. So you want to know how that goes. Let's have a look at the surgery here real quick. Well, a couple of things that's come out. First of all, I keep getting believe and have faith, believe and have faith, and believe. It's like somebody's just saying that over and over again. Believe and have faith, believe and have faith. So, yes, the surgery is going to go well. Your recovery is going to be going to take a little bit of time to recover. But once you recover, going into 2021, it feels like somewhere around the spring of 2021, you'll start to be able to move around a little more comfortably. Give yourself some time and know that it's kind of like you have to teach yourself. It feels like something, this issue you've been dealing with has been for quite some time. So you have to teach yourself to be confident. And a lot of what you're going to be going through is not so much the reteaching from the surges, the confidence. And so, you know, my request of you is to spend some time working on your system, your soul system, to help yourself release the fear so that your confidence will come. And if your confidence comes up with surgery, you can build this up faster. Because it's just the faith challenges that you have is that you've just been going through this for so long. It's hard for you to imagine, you know, that this is going to work. So number one, it's going to work. You can heal from it faster. Just got to lift your confidence vibration up. Know that it's going to be successful and know that you're going to be okay. And yes, your career opportunities will start coming in. And it looks like I see spring going into late spring, which is April, May, when things will start to kind of shift for you. I know that feels like a long time. So I want to remind you that it's going to take us a while to get out of all of this. So it's just kind of manage the process through that filter. And it's not all about you. It's about what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because, you know, my unsteadiness as I'm getting older, because I just turned 62, and it's like, this has just really made me old, and that's not like me at all, you know, and I'm just ready to get back to where I was, you know, and give myself to the community.
Don't let it get you down. You know, you could work between now and the surgery, and then going into the surgery and then coming out of the surgery, work on balancing your chakras so that your energy system can be there to help you. Just kind of sit, get in that space. If you missed the part of the show, if you go back and re-listen at the beginning of the program, I spent like 15, 20 minutes taking the listeners through my process of engaging, connecting, and balancing and clearing the chakras. Take yourself through that every day. Do it before your surgery, do it after surgery. And what it is your systems are, your energy systems are a big part of the healing process. They support your immune system, and they support healing when in a situation like you're in, and that'll help you with the strength. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Sylvagio frequencies,
No, I haven't. Okay, I've heard of a lot, but not that.
Yeah, well, they're pretty cool. The Sylvagio frequencies are the harmonic frequencies that are the natural frequencies in nature. The monks, you know, the chanting monks from years ago, that order started really tapping into them. And each frequency that is set up has a different area that to focus on. There's one for pain. The one for pain is 174. And if you go on YouTube, there's a YouTube channel that's really cool. It's Meditative Mind. They have all kinds of really cool videos that play for hours. Like, you could put it on and go to sleep in it and let it play in the background. You can work, let it play in the background. But these frequencies are supportive in the body. Your system knows that you don't have to do anything except play them, and they will support you. Play that. Yeah. It's frequency 174. Play that and let your system 174.
And one, that's with Meditative Mind.
Yeah, go to Meditative Mind
on YouTube. Yeah, because I see a whole bunch of them, and I've wanted to really get into that, because I figured, you know, I can't do much of my own healing, but, you know, maybe this could release a lot that I have going on. And that's really it's so wonderful to have that out there. We do that, so
it,
I will
it
get
is.
On that 174.
Yeah, get on that one. Once I'm more, go to my website, angelthacker.com. I have a mailing list. Join a mailing list. I have a 21-day joy trip, I call it. And so you'll get that for free for joining. But you'll get my newsletters, and you'll get information. I'm always talking about the frequencies. And you can just send me an email and ask me, and I can give you some more information about some of the other ones. But, you know, if you want, you know, the biggest thing for me, because the first thing you're going to do when you go there is like, oh my God, this is cool. And you start playing with all of them. The biggest thing for me is to relieve your pain. Your pain is
I cannot take
you.
Pain pills of any kind.
Yep.
So
your pain is
distracting. I'm just like extreme pain.
I promise you, just sit, get in that space of calm, get in that connective space with divine, and then just get your system balanced and get your system connected, and then turn that 174 frequency on, and you'll feel your body relieving from the pain. You'll feel it.
Yeah.
Okay?
And
the
you'll
be able to focus. Pain, it's difficult to focus when you hurt. It's just,
Well,
your body
when I'm laying
like
in bed flat, that's when I don't hurt. It's just moving it.
It's really difficult to think about hope. It's difficult to think about positivity. It's difficult to think about anything joyous. And you're not, honey, you're not old. But you are at an age where you can convince yourself you're old. And there's nothing to make you feel more old than body pain, right? And so you could sit and turn into the old person if you don't, if your body just keeps pulling down on you. So it's like your energy center systems need to help lift your
the
physical
depression
system.
And everything too that you know I go through just sitting here with all everything that's going on. It's
so
really
hard
to conquer it, but I really am a survivor, and I know that this is just something I have so much I want to do with little time I have left, hopefully, you know, and do my bucket list. So I'm really, see, I lost my brother-in-law a couple of days. He was in the hospital with the virus 2 days before
I was
scheduled for surgery.
I
was so scared at that point. I was scared to death. And even though my procedure was only an hour and a half long in a hospital and then I could come home, I couldn't even go near a hospital. I was just
scared. Because hospitals are scary.
Yeah,
hospitals are scary
then,
stuff right now.
Yeah. And then we lost him. We lost him like 3 weeks later. 68 years old. We just got done burying him last week. And my sister-in-law is my best friend for 40 years, you know. And had not been for me not getting surgery, I opted to stay there and do without it and see her through this funeral and be by her side because we didn't know at that point. But now I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. I'm waiting on the doctor's call.
What's your brother-in-law's name?
His name is Max.
Okay, let's see. So, oh wow. So, I'm very empathic. So a lot of times when I get energy, I feel it in my body, and I'm feeling really sick right now. And what I'm getting is that Max was much more vibrant a person, and this like took him down, and took him down hard. And it's like people are like didn't want to see him go that way, kind of scenario.
No, it was you know hard enough you can't even go to the hospital. You know, my sister-in-law couldn't even see him until they had the funeral, and the poor guy was just working to supplement his Social Security check, working part time at night for a motel. That he was a shuttle driver, and they were aware the virus was going on. But you know,
a fun guy though, funny guy.
He was loved. He was loved so much. We had a legacy of a funeral, and everybody there. We all spoke good words about him. That was our funeral. We all spoke and got up, whether we were family or friends, and said what Max meant to our life. And I told my son and my grandkids. Now, this man was respected. When you go, that is a legacy you would like to leave behind. So lead your life like that. Be a good person. He really was, and he fought to the death just to get out of there, to get home to my sister-in-law. He was worried about her.
The people who have been selected to bring the message to the masses like martyrs, right? With this process, were very special people. And he was one of them. He was one of them. And what I'm getting is he wasn't finished. Is the message finish what I wasn't able to finish. It feels like there's something he started and he didn't get to finish.
Okay.
And he's asking you to finish it. I don't know what that is. It feels like a, let me look. What is that? Like a written, something written.
Yeah.
Something written. There's something written that he's written down. Finish what I started. You talked about a bucket list. Okay, there we go. You talked about a bucket list, and it feels like there was some things that he wanted to do. He was working hard to supplement the income, but he was working hard to save up the money. There were some things that he wanted to do, and he didn't get to do them. And he wants you to do them.
Wow. I know he knows them. I know he knows them by my sister-in-law's side. I know he feels confident that she has me.
Yep.
Because we were
yep.
real close. We were very close.
And so
he's the one I trust.
Sweetheart, go back to the beginning of the show when you get a chance, and you'll get my method of connecting to the divine and setting yourself up for the day. You take yourself through that process, get nice and connected, feel nice and in spirit, connected and focused, then I want you to talk to him. It's that simple.
Yep.
Just talk to him and ask, how are you? And ask, what is it that you want me to do? And there's things that did not get to be said, but you need to know he's okay. And you need to know that all this, as unfortunate as it is, this was all preordained. So
it is what it is,
and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Don't let it be for nothing.
No, it's not.
Hearing. Don't let it be for nothing. All the people he touched, there's still more to do. And there's a charity that he was attached to, that there's some things that he wants done. So do you know of the charity that he was, that he loved?
No, but I'm definitely going to, go through this with my sister-in-law, you know, because she would know all that stuff.
Give her something to do. She's hurting.
Yeah.
And she's hurting.
She feels so much better. She got this message. She really is going to feel so much better.
She's hurting and you know, for all of you guys. If you could do that, if you guys could Zoom, because, you know, we can't talk to each other and stuff. But if you guys could Zoom, sit down, take them through that process. You can even play it like a meditation in the background. Get yourselves nice and, settled and calm. And just talk to them. And you give me a call.
I told my sister-in-law, I said, you know, during these, just, you know, when they first pass away, that's when the open door is there. I mean, you just got to talk to them. And we were talking on the phone about this, and all of a sudden, this in the background, like almost like another tab opened on a computer, but we were on the phone. All of a sudden, this one song played that she played at the funeral. And it started in the middle of the song and didn't quite play to the very end, but then it shut off. And I said, see? That's exactly what that was.
And there's the health, the physical health and the mental health, you know, that's a big concern for him. So make sure that you guys are taking care of yourselves. And, you know, so many people have been taken from us. And they think of them like soldiers who died in battle, right? Because that's literally what they are, soldiers who died in battle, and they've given themselves for our greater good.
Yes.
Like heroes. They're heroes. So give him that honoring, and it's a chuckle like Santa Claus. He's a warm and joyous person. And
he was.
And the love is there. Oh man, what a wonderful energy to connect to. But I feel it's too soon in the grieving process, because as you started talking about him, I was like, why do I feel like this? Because I get it. My stomach is upset. Feels so dark and shadowy, and it feels that way because you've got the combination of the loss is so recent, and we're in the space we're in. You guys, we're in this weird, funky, crazy space. So take advantage of connecting. Call each other on Zoom. Text each other. Keep that connection going. Call her and tell her, hey, I had to talk to this crazy lady on the radio, and this is what she said.
Oh,
just keep
we talk every day. I make sure she's okay. She will just be so happy with this message because she believes she's... I thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much, and let me know if
I would definitely be subscribing to your channel, listening to what you have. You have a very, wonderful soul, and thank you for sharing yourself with us.
God bless you. Take care.
Have a good
evening. And thank you. Hey, listen to that 174. Help yourself through the pain. All right.
And I'm going to email you. My name is Diane, and I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Ooh. Diane from Denver. Look at that. Okay. Well, those guys in Colorado are doing
I'm a native New Yorker, though.
I can hear it. But the California, the Coloradians, you guys are doing much better than everybody else, I'm told, right now. Colorado's not as bad.
Who knows? That's what the media says. You can't believe them, so who knows?
No, don't believe the media. Don't believe anything they say. Nothing.
This virus just picks and chooses. God bless you. Have a good evening.
Take you. Have a good evening.
Thank
too.
You
Bye-bye.
For your work, honey.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Talk again.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful. And I want to take just a moment here as the clock is ticking before I see if there's anybody else that wants to speak with me tonight and acknowledge the people that we've lost. You know, I've known several people who have left us, and there have been a lot of people who have passed away as a result. And so send some love out to those who have left us, but more important to those that are still here who have been affected by it. It's hard to be in a space longing for a lost loved one when the world is in such chaos and such sadly. So send out some love and send out some hope and send out some cheer by just sending out the green energy through your heart chakra as you're meditating or you're sitting in energy. You send out love to the community every day so that people can feel that touch of love, because I don't know too many people in my space that haven't been affected in some way or another, either in family or a friend. And it's hard. You know, you can't go to the funeral. You can't go to the hospital and see them. This is a draconian society we live in now, that it just feels so weird being in this condition. So chin up and be brave and know that you are loved. I think I may have one more caller here. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Anyone? Hello?
Hello?
This is Angel. I've already spoke to you tonight.
Me?
Yeah,
no.
You. Okay, well, I'm speaking to you now. How are you doing?
I get the beep with that, you know, announcer voice and unmuted.
That's okay, baby. You're right here. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay, well,
my
such a beautiful show so far. My partner has passed last year, and Casey's in, and but what I was looking for guidance on a roommate. I'm gonna have to get a roommate in a month or two.
Okay.
So is there any guidance on where or how I could find the right one for me? Dreading the whole thing, but
it's really hard. It's really hard. So wait 45 days. I keep getting number 45. You know, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people soon that are going to need to downgrade looking for spaces, because a lot of people are going to be losing their living spaces because of the result of the everything. But you want to make sure you get the right person. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to, take time every day in your morning routine. I want you to find the time to kind of write out briefly what you're looking for, put it in your space, and when you're sitting and doing your morning ritual or your morning routine, just continue to work with God in the space of, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I need, and be in gratitude as you're asking for it. thank you, God, for bringing this person to me. So what you're doing is you're sending out a beacon and filtering out all the other people. Don't take in the first people you talk to. There's going to be a lot of people. Okay? There's going to be a lot of people that are interested. So, you know, put your ads out, ask friends, you know, put it public, but wait about 45 days. Don't do it immediately. Wait about 45 days. Can you wait 45 days before you start advertising? Is that going to work for you, or is that too long?
Well, the room isn't quite, you know, we're still clearing out stuff, so it's okay. Not ready yet.
Okay, so you're good to go. So, yeah, wait that 45 days. And after you wait 45 days, it looks like the roommate will come through, and it looks like it's going to be a male roommate is what I'm seeing. I got male energy. Now, sometimes male energy doesn't mean it's a male. It may be a female that resonates more in the male energy, but I definitely am feeling a male energy coming through for the roommate. You're going to have a lot of people, so make sure that you are very clear with what you want. Step away and process it. Don't agree to anything right at first so that you can get the right person, because it feels like it's very important that you have the right person in your space. You know, you don't want to have the wrong person in your space. Does that make sense? But you will have a roommate before the end of the year for sure, and things will be all right. But gotta wait that 45 days. So they're making that very clear. 45 days, wait 45 days.
45 days from now.
45 days from now, yeah. Or for when
wow.
you're ready. 45 days from now, before you start putting it out there in earnest, before you start really putting it out there.
Okay. Well, I've already started to mention it to people, but
it's okay. It's okay. The hardcore real advertising. So
yeah.
Don't do that yet. Okay.
Right. Okay, I'm not going to go near Craigslist or anything for a while.
No, don't do that. Don't do that yet. You're going to get – it's the type of people you're going to get right now.
Yeah.
Is that so just because – it's okay to talk to people, because when you talk to people, there's people – they're the people that know people you know, and that's okay.
Right, yeah.
So that's cool because –
yeah, that's special.
Yeah, so that's fine. But when you start actually getting out there and posting at places and things like that – there's a 45 days that they keep asking me to wait. And that's, you know, time is subjective. It could be 32 days. It could be 47 days. Just, you know, month and a half is what they're asking you to wait. So that's what it's this August. You're looking at October. If you haven't got somebody by October, then you can start putting it out in the advertisements. But I definitely see that you have somebody at the end of the year, you will have someone.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds positive.
Thank
you. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Stay very positive. Like I said, sit in the space where you're going to get what you need, where you be in gratitude for God bringing it to you, and accept it and then let it go and know that it's going to happen for you. Okay.
And do that every day for a while.
Do that every day. Yeah. In the morning as part of, you know, get up in the morning as part of your morning ritual, you know, and be clear. And you want to be clear and be as thorough as you can. I want somebody that doesn't have all kind of weird mother, you know, baby mama issues, and somebody that's blah, blah. Everything that you feel is important for someone that you want to deal with. And write it down, right. Fold up the paper, and put it in your sacred place. And then every day you get up, just like, thank you, God, for bringing me the ideal roommate. And then let it go just every day. It'll create a positive flow with the energy. It'll create a confident space within yourself. It'll lift your vibration, and you'll be in a phenomenal space, and you'll be able to step into it. Cool?
Wow. Very nice.
I know. Well, let me know. Go to my website, angelthacker.com, and let me know how things go.
Okay.
And in the meantime, take care, God bless, and have a fantastic evening.
Thank you. Same right back to you. Many blessings. Great show.
Thank you very much. I will take them. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Thank you, thank you, thank
you. Bye.
All right. So here I am at the end of my hour. Thank you so much for tolerating me and spending this time with me. For those of you who did not catch it, my website is angelthacker.com, just like my name is spelled. Take a moment, go there, join my mailing list, and get that free joy trip, 21-day joy trip to help you through your process. And listen to the beginning of the show. listen to my my morning process. If you didn't hear it earlier because you tuned in late, go ahead and give it a listen. Sit and play it like a guided meditation to kind of help you get started. And in the meantime, have a fantastic evening. God bless you. And I'll see you all on the other side. Ciao, ciao.